Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to British Tech Missy here on the fabulous British Tech Network. You guessed it, my name is Missy, and I am your go-to advice girl for all of life's burning questions. Trust me, if you have questions, I have answers. And we've got three, I don't want to say great questions because they're cries for help, and that's never great. But what is great is that I have answers. So shall we dive right in? No Olympic swimming pun intended. Yes, it was. Here we go. Let me move my little boxes around. Dear Missy, I have recently been told by my physician that I need to lose weight. Oh, you know, it happens to the best of us. She recommended a sugar-free diet. I'm a little worried that this might be difficult, as I do enjoy my sweets and can't imagine not eating sugar. Do you have any pointers for me as how best to avoid sugar? Thank you, Debbie from Tampa. Not eat sugar? Just take me out now, huh? I love sugar. I love donuts. I love cookies, biscuits, as those of you across the pond call them. I love it. I love it in my coffee. I love hot chocolate. I love sugar. I love sweets. I have a sweet tooth. Actually, I think they're all sweet teeth because I really love sugar. But you have to listen to your doctor. And I know that one of the quickest ways, certainly to lose weight, is to cut sugar out of your diet. And it's hard, you know, it's very hard, Debbie, because, you know, we put it in everything. So I have some recommendations for you. Substitutions, think of them as substitutions for sugar, to help sweeten your foods without sugar. The first one is honey. I think honey is a very... it's a product that isn't used enough. I think honey adds as much, if not more, sweetness to a food than sugar. And now it's a little harder to measure it. You know, like when you scoop out sugar on a spoon, you get all the little granules of sugar. And it's easy. It's so easy. And then it just falls right off the spoon. And honey, it clings to it. It takes a little while. It might take a couple days to really get to where you feel like you know how much honey to use, how much honey not to use. Just pour that honey until it's sweet enough. You know, kind of eyeball it at first. Now, if you're allergic to bees, there is another option for you, and that is maple syrup. Maple syrup. I love maple. I love maple. Oh. Have you ever had like a donut with maple frosting and bacon on the top? Oh no, you can't eat that because that has sugar in it. Sorry. When you get your goal weight, you can eat that. That'll be a treat. That'll be something to look forward to. Maple syrup, though, in the meantime, is a great alternative to sugar. It kind of imparts a maple-y flavor to things. So if you like a maple-y taste, that's the way to go. Now, again, say you are allergic to maple trees and you can't have maple syrup. There is another alternative, and the last one would be corn syrup, like Karo syrup that you'd make a pecan pie with. See, you could have pecan pie because pecan pie is made with pecans and eggs and Karo syrup. See, going sugar-free, Debbie, is not going to be as hard as you think. And speaking of bacon, it's always sugar-free. Pork is kind of like the silver lining to a sugar-free cloud. Am I right? You know I'm right. All right, Debbie, thank you. Let's move on to the next question. Dear Missy, I have a problem and I'm very worried about it. Oh, I am a first-time pet owner and I don't really know if I'm doing the right things for my new pet. Oh, well, I'm so glad you wrote to me. I adore animals. I love all animals. Animals are, they're precious, and we are kind of charged with taking care of our pets. I'm a firm believer that if you have a pet, you care for it. End of story. No exclusions. I've read all the books prior to getting him. Good for you. But none of them can answer this question for me. I have a goldfish that refuses to sleep. It's a fish question. I've even gotten up in the middle of the night to check on him. At least I think it's a him. And each time I have, he's been awake. I'm worried he's going to get sick if he doesn't sleep. What should I do? Pet lover from Pittsburgh. Oh, pet lover. You know, as soon as I read the question was based on a goldfish, I had to make a nanosecond split decision in my mind whether or not to answer this. I'm not a fan of the fish. I don't like to eat them. I don't like to look at them. And I don't like to swim anywhere that has them. It has to do with a very unfortunate fish incident where a whole flock of tiny little fish met their demise in a swimsuit of mine right in there in the Gulf of Mexico. It was an unfortunate incident that involved Missy basically disrobing on the beaches of Florida to get those bad boys out. But you're worried. I see that. And I'm here for you. And so I'm going to rise above my fish phobia and answer this question for you, because although I don't like your goldfish, I don't want anything to happen to him. So let's see if we can prevent that. And the answer is very simple. Your goldfish used to be swimming in the ocean, and now he's in a little tank or a little bowl. That's scary. It's like a cage to him, and he's frightened. Let's face it, he's got some goldfish fears going on. First thing I want you to do is, if you have one of those, you probably like the little fish rocks. I don't know what they call them. They're blue or green or whatever at the bottom in the aquarium, because, you know, it makes it look more like the ocean with all those blue rocks. If you've got in the aquarium on the side or in the back one of those figurines that you buy at the pet store, of like a deep sea diver with a helmet and the bubbles coming out of the back, get that out of there. You are scaring the bejesus out of that little goldfish. I mean, I don't like him, but I don't want him scared. You are. I mean, imagine if you had some 10-foot guy with a big mask and bubbles coming out of his head standing behind you. I don't think you'd be sleeping either. Am I right? You know I'm right. So if you've got any kind of figurine like that in the tank or the bowl, get him out. Second thing is, if you are a snack food eater, I am, and if you are, and I would recommend sticking with things like potato chips, granola bars. Stay away from the goldfish crackers. And if you're going to eat a goldfish cracker, don't eat it in front of him. You know, FYI, that fishbowl or tank is made with glass and it's clear, and he can look right out and see you eating them. And that's just kind of mean. Again, I don't like fish, but I don't want to be mean to them. And thirdly, before he goes to bed, you know, fish are like people, and you have to kind of soothe them and calm them prior to bedtime. And one of my favorite that I read my girls is Dr. Seuss. And one of my favorite Dr. Seuss's is One Fish, Two Fish. I think if you read him a little One Fish, Two Fish, this one has a little star. This one has a little car. Say, what a lot of fish there are. He is going to realize that there are other fish out there just like him, even though he's all alone in that bowl or tank. And that he can rise above it, that there he might have, you know, some fish adversity that he is battling, but he can overcome. I mean, this one has a little car that gives him something to aspire to. So I think, pet lover from Pittsburgh, if you just follow those tips, you will find that you have a much happier goldfish, and you'll be a happier family for it. All right, guys, let's see. Time for one more. And here we go. Dear Missy, my name is John, and I am a 32-year-old single man from Wales. From Wales? You know who else is from Wales? Tom Flippin' Jones. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. I love Tom Jones. Do any of you have any Tom Jones connections out there? You can hook a girl up. I mean, just a meet and greet. I'd be over there tomorrow. I'm just saying, any of my Welsh listeners, you got to have Missy's back on this one. All right, 32-year-old single man from Wales. My problem is that I'm a 32-year-old single man from Wales. Ugh. Bless his heart. All my best efforts to meet women and get into a serious relationship have fallen flat. Oh, somebody told me that musicians do well with the ladies. So I'm going to try that. I don't play anything, and before I waste time and money, I'd like to ask your advice as to the best instrument to play. Oh, he didn't sign his name, but he put X's and O's. So I always sign my name. That's so sweet. Oh, but he told me his name is John. That's probably why. Well, Mr. John, I can certainly help you with this. I'm a lady, and I have lady friends, and I don't want to speak for all of ladydom, but I will speak for myself and for, you know, the ladies around me that I know. It's true. We girls like the music, and we like the music makers. It's true. And some will say that the best instrument to play, the best thing to take up is the piano. Some will say the guitar. I see the saxophone. I do. It's cool. It's jazzy and hip. And, you know, let's face it, John, what girl doesn't like sax? None that I know. But you have to be a little careful. I'm going to give you a little bit here in my eyes. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice and encourage you not to judge yourself by others, because I have been in clubs and met musicians who said they were really, really skilled at sax. They were. They knew what they were doing. But they, honestly, John, they had no idea what to do with their instrument. None. And on the flip side, it's a little LP pun there. I've met musicians who looked like they were the furthest thing from sax experts. But they played their instrument with such incredible power and emotion that I had no words. Me, no words. I mean, talk about leaving a girl breathless, really almost in tears. So my recommendation to you, is it warm in here? Whew. My recommendation to you is just be sharp and pick up the sax. The ladies will thank you for it. All right, guys, judging by the old clock on the Mac, it looks like it's time to wrap up for today. You know who's always sharp and never flat? Our friends at UK2.net. They provide the bandwidth. One day I'll find out what that is. But it is important because it gets me to you every single week. And they are running some super awesome specials for things like VPSs and Dominion names. There's a whole bunch of stuff, and it's on the British Tech Network's website. So if you go there and you look up the codes, you can sign up right through the BTN website, which is really the way to go, because when you sign up through them, it's like us saying to UK2.net, hey, we love you. They won't know it if you don't sign up through the British Tech Network. So take advantage of their great deals. You can use them anywhere in the world, and they'll save you a lot of money. And they're just darn nice folks to work with. And if you have any questions for next week's show, feel free to send them to BritishTechMissy@gmail.com. And until then, I send you lots of love and kisses. Bye!